piece that still gets around real well, does all the work, you'd say, that for his age, he's mighty.
Spry.
Okay. Say if your children were out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
A little scared or something like that. Let's see.
Or you wouldn't feel easy.
Uneasy, you know?
Mm-hmm. And someone else might say, they'll get home all right, just don't...
Well, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd say, well, I don't see why she's scared of the dark now. She... What?
She's, you know, she's of age, she's old enough, you know, maybe,
Well, maybe that in the past she hadn't been scared, you'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Why should she be scared now? She...
She hasn't been scared, before, you know.
Uh-huh. Or using the expression used to be, you'd say.
She didn't used to be scared, uh-huh. Nothing like that. Yeah, they used that, used to be, you know.
Uh-huh. What about when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he's or she is common. Well, that means it's just like, we refer to a person as being common as, you know, just don't show any, just like water, they take the shape of anything, you know, they just, mm-hmm. they don't have any type of, they don't show any signs of trying to progress, you know, or something, they just
mm-hmm.
stagnant like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So it's a pretty insulting thing to be called then.
Yeah.
What mm-hmm. if you say that a girl is very common? Would it take on a special meaning then?
Yeah, I mean, she probably didn't have no choice of associates, you know. She
mm-hmm.
probably go out with any boy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or she... Well, like I said, she didn't have a choice. Anybody she met, she just associated with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's dating or talking or what have you, you know.
Mm-hmm. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty what with his money?
Well, you could say, what we'd say, careless,
mm-hmm.
is what we'd say now, you know, maybe, but there are other words we used to say, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who's very sure of his own ways and you can't argue with him because he won't listen. He's going to do things his way.
Yeah.
You say that he's...
I don't know, strong-headed or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a one-track mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. And say if you were arguing with him, someone that you can't argue with without him losing his temper. You'd say that person was mighty. Just at the least little
thing. I know what you mean, yeah. He's got a quick temper, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or you say you better not tease him about that subject, because when it comes to that, he's still awfully...
touchy.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him.
I didn't know he'd get so mad, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if someone was about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just
keep cool or calm or something like that, or keep, take it easy, you know, something.
Mm-hmm. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
I'm very tired or bushed or
uh-huh.
something like that.
Or I'm just completely...
wore out, you know.
Uh-huh. And say if someone had been well and suddenly here they've got some disease, you might say, well, when I saw them yesterday, they were fine. When was it that they... what sick?
When did they take sick? When they took sick, you know?